Hello, everyone. Today I want to share a message with you that speaks about how some people may try to deceive or hurt you, but in the end, they are only harming themselves. There are people who entered your life without good intentions. Some saw you as an easy target and tried to take advantage of your kindness and loyalty. But remember, what comes easily can leave just as quickly. People who built their success by taking advantage of others, including you, won't be able to hold on to it forever. They may have used your hard work, loyalty and trust, but that foundation is weak. Anything built on lies, manipulation and betrayal is bound to crumble eventually. God sees what is happening, and those who played games with your life will not find lasting peace. Many had the chance to treat you with respect and make things right, but they chose not to. Instead, they took what was yours and gave it to others, believing you'd always accept their mistreatment. But this is a learning moment for all of us. We've all had times when we didn't realize our own worth, when we stayed in situations that were unhealthy because they felt familiar. At one point, we might have believed we deserved less, that the mistreatment we faced was all we were worth. But now, we know better. We deserve more than the breadcrumbs of kindness or respect that were handed to us. We are worthy of real love, real support, and real happiness. Never forget your value and don't allow others to diminish it. There was a time when we didn't believe we deserved more. We accepted less, thinking that was all we were worthy of. But eventually we reached a breaking point and said, enough is enough. That's when a higher power stepped in. Even though it might have felt like we were losing something important, like the love of our life, it was a reminder that better things were coming. The person we once thought was everything won't even cross our minds when the right person enters our life. When God brings the right person into your world, everything will feel different. You won't be stuck in the same painful cycles you experienced with others in the past. Those people were only in your life for a season, meant to teach you valuable lessons. Whether it was in your friendships, romantic relationships, or even work situations, those experiences were stepping stones to something greater. God was preparing you for something far better. Those challenging times were meant to help you grow. So when you finally reach the place He has in store for you, you'll no longer allow others to mistreat or take advantage of you. You now recognize your own worth and know you deserve better. Many people who tried to use or deceive you were actually setting themselves up for failure. They thought they could take what you had by betraying you, but what comes easily won't last. Their success was built on dishonesty, and it won't endure. Remember, what goes around comes around. The Bible teaches us to treat others as we want to be treated, and those who didn't follow this will face the consequences. We had to encounter these people to learn and grow. We've all been through situations that opened our eyes, giving us clarity about the people around us. These experiences were necessary, as they revealed the true nature of those who pretended to care. When the mask came off, we could see who they really were. They played their games, but eventually they couldn't keep up the act because we weren't willing to engage anymore. At that point, it was game over for them. It's not about revenge or ego. It's about realizing you deserve better and cutting ties, sometimes without even giving an explanation. You walked away, knowing that if they were bold enough to speak behind your back, they didn't deserve a seat at your table. No justification was needed for your absence. Your actions spoke louder than any words could. When they reflect on what they did, they'll have to face the truth. They'll remember the ways they wronged you, how they talked about you behind your back, tried to bring you down, and spread rumors that shaped how others saw you. They'll think about how they took your kindness, your resources, and your friendship for granted. Now, they are left to wonder why you're no longer in their life, and they will scramble to find excuses for their behavior. You gave freely, but they responded with selfishness. In trying to manipulate you, they only ended up hurting themselves. Now they are left to deal with the consequences, trying to justify their actions to themselves and others. But remember, you don't need to wait for their apology or explanations. Life will teach them lessons that words never could. You've moved on, and they will be left to pick up the pieces of their own choices. You know you're chosen, and you feel the protection over your life. It's mentioned in the Bible, God doesn't let those who hurt His anointed ones get away with it easily. He sees everything, and those who have wronged you won't just slip away without facing the consequences. What goes around comes around, and people who harm others will eventually experience the same hurt they caused. You may lose someone the same way you got them, and those who tried to sabotage you will face their own challenges. Whether it's losing a job, a relationship, or another opportunity, they'll have to deal with the fallout of their actions. My dad used to share a simple example with me about a dog chasing a bird. The bird can run, but it can also fly, something the dog can't do. While the dog is stuck on the ground, the bird is free to soar. Chasing the bird off a cliff would be a mistake for the dog because, unlike the bird, it can't fly and would fall. The same is true for people who try to drag you down. They're setting themselves up for their own downfall. They might dig graves for you, but they'll find themselves falling into those same traps. You were already meant to rise above, blessed and destined for success. As you keep moving forward and reaching new levels, they'll be left behind, like dogs trying to keep up with a bird that's already soaring. You are meant to rise, and no matter how hard they try to follow you, they'll never reach the heights you're destined for. They'll only be left watching as you continue to fly higher. Keep following the path that feels right to you. Deep down, you already know where you need to go, and trust that God is leading you. Some people, unfortunately, may want to see you stumble. They cling to lies or try to manipulate you with negativity, but their efforts won't last. They're desperately holding on to situations that are slipping away because they built their lives on dishonesty and deceit. Deep down, they know their foundation is crumbling, but they try to keep control anyway. These people are headed toward their own downfall. Their actions will catch up to them, and they'll eventually face the consequences. They had a choice to take a different, kinder path, but they chose to act in harmful ways. Although their actions hurt you, this was part of a bigger plan for your life. The pain you went through wasn't in vain. It made you stronger and more aware of the signs you once ignored. Now you've learned to protect yourself because you don't want to repeat the same experiences. As you continue moving forward, the people who tried to hurt you will face the results of their actions. They will stumble while you rise. They may have taken things from you or worked against you, but soon they'll see the consequences of their choices. The harm they caused will return to them, even more intense than what they dealt out. God doesn't ignore injustice. People need to understand that kindness and honesty are the only ways to find real peace. Harming others may seem like a way to get ahead, but in the end, it only creates more problems for them. Those who hurt others must live with that choice, and by trying to deceive someone who was genuine, they only trap themselves. While they stay stuck in their issues, you will continue to move forward and rise above. It's sad to see, but many people choose to remain in situations that they know aren't good for them, simply because they don't want to admit they were wrong. Rather than face the truth, they stay in misery. But here's the good news. God is urging you to keep moving forward. Don't look back. Don't worry about what will happen to them. They've already set their own fate in motion. In time, they'll realize they hurt themselves in their attempts to harm you. God has bigger things planned for you, so focus on yourself, your healing, and your growth. You're heading toward a future filled with people who genuinely appreciate you. Those who hurt you belong in the past, and it's time to leave them there. Keep moving forward, knowing that what's ahead is far better than what's behind. Stay strong and keep your faith. You've got support around you, and the blessings coming your way are well worth the wait.